Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Tuesday night. Let me make sure I'm not talking to myself. Hopefully, got a couple of mics on open up. Daniel, your mic open? Can you hear me?
Let me just commend you on your song. That's exactly what it's all about. You're exactly right. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. Yeah. That's how we feel.
That's it. I got help. Somebody sent me, told me to play that today. I got help. That wasn't my thought, man. I ain't gonna take credit for it. I take credit for downloading and putting it on there. But I got a birdie text me. So man, get that song, put it on there.
Well, let's not leave our Latinos out. Now, you know, our Chinese races. We're not racist.
Another thing we're going to start doing, we're going to practice. We ain't going to be calling each other out our names. We're going to try to control that with that MF of this and all that. You know, talk about the man called, but don't talk about the man like that. We need to be better. You know?
Some
people can't take it too much, you know. You can talk about a man car, say, yo, you got a slow son of a gun and all that, but don't call a man that. You know, we just need to get better at that. But that's good. Let me catch these other mics. They put their hands up and move down here. 504-2697, who we got?
Oh, what's up, fellas? This is Alan. How y'all doing?
What's up, Alan? How you making out?
I can't make out noise. Eating dinner, man. I'm just listening. I'm going on mute.
All right. Funk your mic open.
Funk your mic open.
All right, going on mute.
Where you at, James? It's hot. I'm just hot.
All right. You on. All right, what's happening? Your mic open.
Hold on one second. Let me go on mute. I got some background.
Go ahead. Good deal. So what we looking like, Daniel? How you coming?
Stand by. I'll let you know in a minute.
All right, let me get my list up, man. I was trying to get that song to play. I didn't get my list up with the races. That's coming up. Hang on, here we go. 504-5244, who we got?
Hey, James, Norman. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Norman? How you making out? You had them 50 Cent wings tonight,
bro?
Or what?
No, I've been playing at the pool hall, boy.
Oh, you been playing?
I didn't get none tonight. Nah, I went the other night. They had some tournament going on. You couldn't get on tables, you know?
What?
Yeah,
what,
I didn't get the
night?
Wings tonight. Friday night. We went Friday night and ate.
We
took the kids eating all, and they had a tournament Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Every time I go there, they got a tournament, dude. I don't know if it's, what nights they do it, but it seems like every time I go, they got a tournament going.
Hold on.
You gotta check in.
They take a ride and peep it out for a day.
Yeah.
My buddy Jimmy would ride over there.
See what's
happening.
There you go. All right, well, I'm going on mute.
I'll give you a holler if I do. All right, Norm. 504-0183. Mr. Quinn?
Yeah, what up, man? Checking in.
What's that? How you making out?
I ain't making no noise. I'm going on mute for a minute.
All right. How y'all doing there? Let me pull up this list. Looking at that other stuff, didn't get it up. I know this week we got Formica and Bishop race at the Battlefield. Free entry, $10,000. Then also you have, Clyde, your mic open. US 90 got a $5,000 free entry, no prep shootout. Then Boom has his Easter Bash at Finish Line Dragway. So there's no reason nobody get out there and run their car or test. What's up? One second. Yep. The And then the 17th, I know, of April, we got KL and I think you call Flop, and I'm just having something at Finish Line Dragway. Get that up in a second here. Let's see. Then you got Bobby Cole's race. He's on the 27th. I'm sorry, not 27th. My bad. Twenty-fourth. Same weekend as the Twin Cities No Prep Cash Day at Twin City Motorplex. So we got a bunch of happening things from April 4 already. Where do you start it? Yep. Hang on 1 second. Let me pull up what I was looking at earlier. Give me 2 seconds, fellas. Pull this up. Okay, we're going to talk about some safety stuff, some guidelines. It's all put on by NHRA. Which pretty much everybody follows. Give you an idea what safety you should have. Any car that's $13.99 and a quarter, $8.59 and a 8, which hot rod, you okay, so you good. They need a drive line, a drive shaft loop with slicks, approved helmet, and an SFI.
You jive, mother.
and a jacket, an SFI, a one-layer jacket, and vehicles equipped with nitrous.
Yeah, I go down there with a t-shirt on, man.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm just going to go down this little kind of a guideline with NHRA give. I mean, they're pretty good with safety stuff. And then from $13.49 to $8.25 or quicker, you want a roll bar and convertibles and SFI seat belts and convertibles. $11.99 to $7.49 in the 8. You want arm restraints and open cars, which are all the stuff. And then when you go from to $7.35 to $11.49, you want a SFI flywheel, SFI flex plate shield, a flywheel shield. You want a you must have an approved jacket, a 6-point roll bar, and SFI approved seat belts. From a $6.99 and a $10.99 quarter mile, you must have a transmission shield at 135 miles per hour if you're clocking faster than that. Locking transmission dipstick tube, aftermarket axles, and axle retainers, which we know a lot of people don't get that. SFI harmonic balance, a roll cage with altered floor pans or 135 miles per hour, must need a window net also. Ignition off on all bikes and snowmobiles, which we know not down here. And then from $6.39 and 8 to $9.99 or faster, they require a chassis certification, competition license, which some of them, which we don't run NHRA track, so that's not, unless you really want to get it. You must have an SFI jacket and pants, at least a 3.285 layer. You must have a neck collar and gloves. And SFI 29.1 flex plate and a 30.1 flex plate shield on automatic transmission cars. Full face helmet, Snell or SFI specifications. So, yep. Yeah, man. I know I want to add a couple of things. And, well, it says shoot if you're doing 150 miles per hour or faster. So, but there's a few things. I like to add me a halo, a funny car cage part on mine. I like to get a parachute, too. Not that I'm going that fast, but I see a lot of people popping it, especially on some of these shorter tracks. So, you know, I got to Another thing, I like to get me a fire retardant system.
Jamie, I sent you those flyers.
Okay. Okay, good, good, good. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's what I want to. I need to check it out and see what we got. Well, I can go over. I was at work today. I wanted to copy all the ones when Unica put it up there, asking everybody to post those flyers. I didn't get around to copying them. 225-1652. Mr. Riedel, how you doing?
What's that?
Nothing much at all, man. Not a whole lot. Just sending one over. Just read a couple little guidelines off of what NHRA recommend for cars at the speeds. You know, I know we all got a lot of things I like to add up, you know, add to my car. A few things, not that I need it, but at least be nice to have. You know, so. All right. Let me go through some stuff here. I got these flies. Man, there's a lot of flies, huh, Ryan?
Yeah, they were trying to send them to you earlier, and they couldn't get through. They wouldn't send them this.
Yeah. I got them perfect. I'm about to get through them right now. I'm going to read them off. I can pull them up. Shit. Let's see. Wait,
fast. Tell me, Jim.
All right. I'll forward them to you. Hell, I was on the wrong end. Right,
you should have. It should be 15, Jamie. 15 of them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to pull them up right now. Okay. We got. I'm trying to see if they're in order. I don't want to start reading them off. I'll just read them off. Index Madness and TNT at State Capitol Raceway, April 3rd. Spectators and crew, $20. They got an 8-0, a 7-0, a 650, a 6-0, a 580. And a $550, $100 entry with 100% payback. All right, let's go to, damn it, Jamie. Should hit the wrong button. All right, then we got, when I talked about the Olympic Cash Days, it's like $16,500 in payouts, $10,000 small tie, $5,000 big tie. That's a no prep event at Twin City. That's April 24th. I thought about riding to that, but I don't know. Let's see. Then you got the 10th, April 10th, is the Holiday Beach Grudge Fest. And looking, lo and behold, we got the Holy Roller on the flyer, y'all. Invasion of Louisiana. We got a true hand clutch class and a street car shootout. But they say they have action at that race all the time. So. And then you got the Grand Hustle Lockdown, Emerald Coast. Where's the date at on here? May 1st, which is next month. Well, we might as well say next month. You got a Outlaw 570, a Outlaw Factory Street, a Radical Street, and a Small Block Nitrous class. Radical. So that's that Emerald Coast Dragway, which a Radical Street pretty. You got to get. Nice little set of rules for it. I think that'll be pretty good. Hang on a second. Steven, your mic open. Steven. Your mic might be on mute.
Hey.
Here we go. Go ahead.
No, I was just wanting to ask Riedel how was Big Jake's race.
Oh, that's right.
Matt, Steven, let me tell you something, boy. They had so much good racing up there this time. It was a crying shame. They had about 15 cars come out of Cali. It wasn't no joke either, boy. They were serving notice. Your boy got his ass whooped time and time again. Chi Chang or whatever his damn name is.
Chino.
Chang, yeah. Chino. They
Chino.
Tore his ass out of crying. They ripped him a new asshole.
Damn.
In that little yellow car he had. He had the black car, he had the yellow car. They ripped him a new asshole.
Damn.
Yep.
A big tire car.
No, that's the one with them small tires, that twin turbo yellow Camaro.
Oh, shit, I thought that was a big tire car. I thought he had a blue small tire car.
The black car.
He got rid of that Nova. That was a Nova you're talking about, huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no, he was in that yellow one, a yellow 69 Camaro 20.
Yeah, he was at one of those races that had no problem with it. I think it was
big tie at that time, though, Steve. I think it was back then.
All right.
It snatches goddamn asshole out of place.
I think he came over there.
Snatches asshole out of place. And then they... About 1 o'clock in the morning, they had some motherfuckers got out of hand, but they put their ass in hand real quick. they put that act right on their ass. They got their ass put in order real fast with the same kind of shit happened at No Problem. And she threw a drink in Big Jake's face, and they beat her motherfucking ass.
Wow.
Yeah, she hit the man with a drink in his face. They got their mind right after that happened.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, but other than that, man, it was real nice. They was on the starting line. They was racing. They were gambling. And it was content. Look, that little shit that went on, and they ain't never missed a car going down the track. I mean, they raced continuously. I mean, it was real nice. They ain't had a break other than when they took a break to goddamn... prep the track for the next class.
Mm-hmm.
It was real nice. They started at, track open at 12 o'clock. Shit. And they raced Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was real nice.
Yes, indeed.
It was real. I said, boy, I tell you what, them boys, they had some boys out of Mississippi. Them boys got some badass shit. Came out of Mississippi, came over there. Yeah, that's some nice shit come out of this city.
Oh, yeah, that's that Bayway team.
You talking about that orange vet?
No, that orange vet was nice, too, but he got his ass ran over, too. But that they had some brothers with a black 68-69 Camaro Pro Charge. They had a Fox Body Mustang 2.0. Shit. They had a white El Camino out of, not El Camino, white. That's a cutlass.
What color was the Mustang?
It was like burgundy, like Chucky, but it was called 2.0.
Oh.
Man, that bitch fly.
I don't know. That ain't Viagra. Viagra got more like a purplish color.
No.
Viagra blue.
Karma
mm-hmm,
was
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bluish purple.
Karma was that.
All right. Yeah, that's we seen that.
It was real nice, man. They raced, I mean, fucking continuously. And, you know.
Well, shit, I seen you on live feed. Old Lisa Shotwell got you on live feed.
Oh, yeah, she was walking around shooting everything, man.
When
that's
you talking
to
us.
She's a good girl, man. She's a good girl. She was shooting a bunch of shit. She was a good, I got to give it to her, man. She promoted the hell out of some races. But, you know. And then I was looking at this shit they write on Facebook, not to change the subject, but just to say this. You know, motherfuckers don't realize grudge racing is what it is. Piling up on the starting line is grudge racing. If you delete piling up on the starting line with grudge racing, you're going to find that a lot of motherfuckers ain't coming to grudge racing. That's what grudge racing is. You got all these guys go to these races. Let me just say this, Jamie. You got all these guys go to these races. Then they come back bashing the fucking promoters, bashing the fucking races because, oh, they couldn't do this, oh, they couldn't do that. You built your car for the wrong reason. If you got to go to them type of races and bash it, go to the fucking what I call Sunday school races where motherfuckers are in the stand betting. They ain't in the staging lane. They ain't in the pits because that's where all the shit take place is in the pits. Then it comes to
the
starting line. Yeah, but listen at me. But then they bitching and moaning because guess what? What I see? I see this, that they go to them races and they think that they could take over And when they find out they got shit out there faster than them and they get out, they get put out first round or the round afterwards, then they come back and they bash the race, they bash the promoter. Go find you somewhere fucking the race where they have, where they holding choir practice, because every grudge race you go to going to be the same way. Don't change. It don't change. It is what it is at grudge racing, at them kind of grudge racing. You know what I mean? You go to goddamn Orlando, you get in the staging line at 11 o'clock in the morning, you might not see the front of that fucking line until 2:30 that evening. And you got 10,000 people on the starting line. But then you look at these guys bashing the all the grudge racing at these different tracks and the promoters saying, oh, it was a clusterfuck. But then flip that hand the other way. If them motherfuckers go to the race and they win, boy, it was the best fucking thing since China Tea. You know? But it was the same shit you was at last week that you was bashing. You know? But the shit you supposed to bash, oh, y'all uphold the bullshit. You know, that's what I see. You know what I mean? So, you know, you built the wrong car if you try to go to grudge racing that we know grudge racing, you know? Well, don't build your car.
That's what they want. Those people want to be in that scene. They like that. They like it, but then a lot of them want to try to go there and test. You can't go test at no event.
Hey, thank you.
You can't go to no event.
But Jamie, listen at this. When you ain't racing your fucking car, you in somebody's way watching the races and putting on the races and at the starting line. You in another motherfucker's way, but you don't have that consideration. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get to the races, is a fucking problem. Because now you in your race car and you doing this and you doing that. These motherfuckers in my motherfucking way. Wrap that motor up and see if they're going to stay there. Get the burnout box and see if they're going to stay there. They're going to get out the fucking way. They know what time of day it is out there. But then you want to bash grudge racing. No, bash the shit you're supposed to bash where these motherfuckers mistreating us and quit upholding it and take part in grudge racing and have fun. You know, that's what I see, you know. Because I read some, that's, you know.
Yeah, I've seen a few people upset this and that.
It is what it is at grudge racing, cuz. You're going to see something different at every one of them. I done been a lot of these grudge racing since I got in this game. And you're going to see something different at every fucking one of them.
What I always do when they start talking about this on a line, I pull up a duck race, line swamp with people.
Yeah, and who would have thought at Big Jake's race that a bitch would go out there and throw a beer in the man's face and get off fucking face bashed in. And then our people want to help when they beat their ass. But that ain't stopped the racing.
Yeah.
That ain't stopped the racing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Who would have thought that's the first race I ever been to where I see a scuffle like that start off. But they whip them motherfuckers' ass and beat them into shape. Y'all think y'all got the right to tell people what you want to tell them? Guess what? You better be willing to pay the cost for what you did. You know what I mean? And that and they made them motherfuckers pay. You hear me? They made them pay, cuz. You know that's beyond saying. You know, you look at these guys. You know, they bash the promoter giving the race, or they bash, you know, a grudge racer. Grudge racing gonna always be a scallion of motherfuckers pile up on the starting line. That's what it's all about.
Oh yeah, but you got some of them that don't know the whole thing and need to step out the way. You got a few of them that kind of get, but like you say, just keep creeping up. Then eventually get out the way. Oh shit.
And if you take away the starting line and try to run races where you got people off that starting line, you're going to find out you're going to be at that fucking track by yourself.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to put. I mean, they got a lot of people that comes up, so that's a hard thing.
Like I noticed, Extreme, They didn't fix their track where they corral people and send for where they want. You can't sit on their wall. They took like a piece of channel. I would have to say a piece of 6-inch by 6-inch channel, and they stood it on the nose, and then they screwed it on top of their fucking wall. So if you could sit your ass on that pointed ass fucking channel, you good. You could sit there as long as you want to sit there. But I doubt if you're gonna sit your ass on that steel all day, or even a fucking Yeah, you know, they took a piece of 6-inch by 6-inch channel, and you know, just take that channel and set it on both ends and put the corner standing up, and then they screwed that to the top of the wall, probably fucking 100 yards past the starting line. Get your ass. Let me see you sit on that channel.
You're right.
Sit on that goddamn piece of steel. You ain't about to sit on that something for about 5 minutes before it's been penetrating in your ass.
Wow.
Yeah. But they fixed their track for grudge racing.
Well, like you say, sometimes you got to corral the people and get them to do what you want them to do.
And then they took them standard little small barricades and they put them on the back side of the wall. They didn't put them on the track side. They put them on the back side. Well, they quite naturally know your ass don't want to sit on that piece of steel. So now they got them guardrails, them regular little rails running all the way past the starting line. So now they got you a foot and a half off the wall. Worked out perfect. Worked out fucking perfect, you know. But, you know, they got their track set up for grudge racing.
Right, well, like I say, they know what they need to do.
And they took care. And there again, I must have seen 5 goddamn pickup trucks, and they must have had 4 people on each pickup truck, had a bag of garbage, had garbage bags in one hand, rubber bands in the other hand. Them motherfuckers work all night.
Riding around, picking up trash.
Emptying them barrels and putting new garbage bags down. And they had motherfuckers walking around with buckets and them pickers, putting trash in them fucking buckets and moving on. You know, they got their track set up for grudge racing. They know what's coming ahead of time, you know.
Been that route before. Yep. Deal, man.
But to answer your question, Tweeter, it was nice. It was real nice. Y'all, you going to Bobby Cole, Tweeter?
The Silverback locked up with the Beast.
The phone went out, huh?
He got that Verizon. Probably cut off on it. Me and him would be talking all right. Sudden. Hello? Hello?
He got T-Mobile, bro. He ain't got Verizon. I got Verizon. Ain't no
oh, that's right. Stay he got T-Mobile. That's right. That's what he got. He'd be, hello, hello, hello. He's hit his damn phone. And then I try to call him back. It don't go through. I got to wait like 10 minutes. He'll call me back.
He in there writing bills. Tell him he needs to send me a check. Sure.
Tell him you need him to build you a house. Watch what he tell you.
Yeah, but I need him to send me a deposit first.
All right. 985-2850. Who we got?
Hey, it's Mike, just listening, man.
All right, how you doing, Mike?
All right. Hey, Mr. Rodell, I don't know if you remember when Ted had the track. They had Sal picking up trash during the event. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah. But hey, man, again, you got to do what you got to do. You know what's coming. You know
they
the storm's
guys on
coming.
Track.
You
guys
know the storm's
tractors,
coming and
guys,
you ain't going to bolt up your window?
They had guys on tractors. They had guys walking around with bags picking up trash during the event. Yeah, no trouble.
You know the storm coming, so you better board your windows up. Shit. Or to get blown in.
Yeah. I'm going back on mute.
All right. Catch these suckers. Let me go back over the rest of these slides. I got. Okay. I can't see. Let me see. Let's see what we got. Here we go. This one here. I did that for a large fog. Yeah, the 17th. That's Grudge Mania, that finish line. That's KL Motorsports. And I'm putting that on. They got a Four Horsemen Cobblehead Shootout, Four Horsemen 6th Gen Shootout. Anything on 28, no chassis cars, 300 buy-in, 8-car minimum, 1,000 on top. Four Horsemen GR1 Shootout. Test and tune and Grudge all day. Gates open at 10, track hot at 12. And BJ and Ferg presents the pull-up Summer Madness, May 29th at State Capitol. Let's see, they got a True Street. And they got a Daily Drive. All motor class on that one there. April 9th. We got Stack It How You Like It Grudge Fest, a bike race at Darlington Dragway in Hartsville, South Carolina. And that's April 9th and April 10th. In Texas Tees, April 10th, got a bike, big bike race. And that's at XRP. April 3rd at Holly Springs, the jump off, which is this weekend coming up. Bike shootout. Boom. Finish line, Easter shootout. Small tire shootout, 10 car minimum, 100 buy-in track, putting 1,000 on top. Daily driver, 10 car minimum, 100 buy-in track, putting 1,000 on top. Big tire, 6 car, 100 buy-in with 1,000 on top. And April 3rd for Mika, which is this weekend, Mika and Bishop show, $10,000 free entry. Run with your brunk straight off the ramps. No pro mods.
Where that's at?
That's at Battlefield. The Battlefield just bought a dragger, well, a rotator. Not the big thing, a little two-wheel one, but hell, they got a rotator. They spending some money at Battlefield, man.
Well, they're making money.
Network. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it take money to make money. They definitely put it out there. They're doing improvements just like booming them. You know, at that finish line. They're pumping money in the track, man. And you got also getting an XRP this weekend. King or Tune versus Lowball Racing Team. I got a Daily Drive, Extreme Daily Driver, 520, a 7-0, a small tire shootout. That's up at XRP. And May 1st, Flashlight Shootout, April 1st. Yep. That helm, where is that? Houston Motorsports Park. All right, and also this weekend you got the reopening of US 90. Small tire, 275/28 9W slick. On door slammers only, no wheelie bars, 5,000 to win, free entry. And that's at US 90. I don't know if that race is Saturday or on Friday, which I imagine is probably Friday, because I heard they was going to do the testing Friday, and then Saturday was straight off the trailer. So let me see this. You know, send it to, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And BJ going to be on the lights. And you got the 20K Invitational Shootout, which is Memorial Day weekend, May 30th. I think this is that Alley Cat race. Houston HMP.
Got one to see that day.
Huh?
We got one to see that day. Some local boys getting it on up there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Troy and Suge, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hell yeah.
Yep, and where that's going to be?
Alligator.
HMP. HMP. Right now.
Fuck that little shop, motherfucker.
let's see. I got a ton of them. Well, and we got Curtis Race May 8th. That's coming up. I'm gonna go through these and put them in order, but he got a little event at State Capitol coming up. Outlaw True Street, Don Bond style, small block nitrous shootout, and a 28 extreme shootout. So, 200 buy-in, 2,500 payout on the small 28
Hold
extreme is, huh?
All I want to know is when Curtis is ready to go hit up. That's all I need to know. Well,
Curtis, your mic open?
Yes,
open. All right, and then Bobby Coles, which is, 3 weeks away, 23rd to 24th. You got a 5-inch shootout, a 4.84 shootout. King of the Hill, small block street style. You know, we got a bunch of matches lined up. A bunch of grudge races.
Yeah, we're
going to
really
it ought to be good.
Do
what?
Yeah.
You must be on a speaker or something, Steve.
Yeah, I got these earbuds on and got me a cheap one. Is that going?
Boy, those things don't see. You must be far more. Those must be some cheap ones.
Man, I ain't paid for it. I didn't need shit. I ain't paid for $200 for the earbuds.
No, I ain't paid for none of these, did I? Let me see what other ones I need. What the fuck is all of this? I think that was all the ones that I had, so there we go. Alright. Well, that's it. So it's quiet on here tonight, man. Shit. I went through all my stuff.
Hey, what time Boom Ray starts at?
You guys gonna pull the flies off. I think gates open at 10, but let me find it right quick. Give me a few seconds. I'm gonna go back here and download these suckers. Let's see. I know what it looked like. Here it is, right there. No, gates open at 12. Track hot at 12, at 2.
All
right. Yep. They got a bunch of, they got a lot of action this weekend. I mean, all the tracks is packed. Gonna be packed. You got Collegeville, Mobile, Prentice, and State Capitol with Bracket. And one that's not probably open is Gulfport. I ain't seen them for Gulfport. I guess they don't have none. So. I'll tell you what, I can pull it up there. What'd you say?
I said somebody breathing like Dog Vader on this motherfucker.
Cheese, motherfucking ass.
Booty, 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 booty.
I ain't open his mic. Oh, hang on. Let me get this number. 504-9736. Who we got?
Hey. Hey, where Moray's here?
Who?
Oh, wait. Mo Diva, that's the speaker, huh?
No, that the Mo Diva, they canceled their race.
Oh, go home.
It's not this weekend. They canceled it.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Somebody turn that rock over.
Mine ain't been to read out.
Let's see what we got. Use a hammer on that stuff. Back, here we go. Events.
Read it and see all this stuff Montgomery got going on.
You see all the work they've done over there?
Yes.
Is it you they bought?
If somebody bought the track and they shaved the track, paint the track, resurfaced,
shit.
Yeah.
Shit, they bought two rotators, they ain't playing. Two tractors.
Say there's more to come.
Yes, sir. I believe that's going to be the new radio track down here.
That boy that they had shaved the track, that's the one that do all the NHRA tracks for shaving them and straightening them and making them flat.
Yeah, that track got a lot of shutdown, a lot of you go fast out there. They not had to worry about it.
Yeah, and it also ain't got them saw blades on both sides of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Gulfport don't have nothing on the third. They got a big rim race Sunday, April 11th.
Y'all see what happened at the Bell Doss, a big rim?
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Seen how it was handled, too. Quick. Cheese, you might go.
Motherfucker put that act right on that ass.
What up, big buddy?
Tease your mic open. Yeah, man. Pretty much that's it. I went over all my stuff. It ain't even 8 o'clock yet.
I heard Ty Candy talking about I really want to sleep on the mic, gang. I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't mean, ride.
And what, G? And what?
All right, Cotton Candy.
What you going to do, G? What you going to do,
well,
G?
You answer. You answer real quick. You're going to be sitting on my high chair.
Mm-mm. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to get your ass, Mr.
Belvedere. I ain't got a mental hot rod. I ain't got a mental hot rod back. I got to get you back, though. I ride on this place right now.
I let you make it. Look, I let you make it. You keep running your mouth now.
I ain't running my mouth. I just say you and your place.
I'll make it lay down. Hey, I already told Jamie what y'all did, so we wouldn't have to raise the game. Yeah, You know what y'all did. Y'all got that burner phone and made them phone calls. Don't come with that bullshit. All that stuff we wouldn't have to raise money. Goddamn.
What are you talking about?
That kid is a joke, kid. Yeah, we'll talk about it later, G. Jamie down bad for that, man. Jamie down bad for that.
He got a burner phone.
Jamie got a burner phone and went to making calls and shit, bomb threats and all kind of shit.
Man, whatever.
Well, we'll let you go ahead and check the track where there ain't no water spots on it. You say you're gonna drain your block out, so
that's all good. Just don't y'all be caught at the wrong track at the wrong time. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, professional driver.
Yeah, we had a professional driver. See, yeah, you goddamn right. My dog's professional.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. White bag love. He don't know how to act. Goddamn. On him.
Bro.
Jamie. You owe him a pair of gloves, Jamie. I just realized what he said. You should have said that about them. We owe you a pair of barbear gloves because he bared your ass. So we definitely got a pair of gloves for your ass.
He don't just open the gate no more. He get to walk in the gate. Nah, shit.
He ringing the bell, man.
Oh, okay.
I got one of them old cowbells. Jamie, he deserves a pair of gloves. Tell him he got the glove war this week. I forgot about that. You definitely get a pair. I was just going to give you one, but the way he got your ass, you need two of them. Scrape that shit up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I need some help, man. God damn. Shit.
Cotton Candy made sure he was out of town that week. He get his ass, though. I'm going to get him.
Nah, I'm going to catch your ass. I'm going to catch you again. You already, hey. I already got you by one leg, goddamn it. Wait, when I pop you over the head with Daniel trying to bring a little tea out.
Man, you 1-1. You 1-1. You gave me that boot look.
I'm up 300 on you, though. I'm up a couple hundred on you. You ain't take nothing but 100 from me. I'm up a couple hundred.
Hold up.
What?
You know what race I'm talking about. You trying to add races.
We ain't did number two races. And you still bleed,
goddamn. Yeah. No.
Hey, T, what your people said? Oh, I got some money. You done lost some money. Man, see what he has to see. He said you want to borrow some money, T? I said, start
this bitch and go through the gate while nobody ain't looking. Start it up and go through the gate while nobody ain't looking. Man, we ain't never let the track get there like we're leaving this motherfucker now. Get out of here.
It's all right.
Hey, you gonna try to redeem yourself with Lil G, huh? They ain't gonna bring Lil G out.
Hey,
no, that's a little brother.
I got my own cards. I'm gonna redeem myself.
When that time comes,
Lil G. Hey, Alan, I'm going to make him
lay on his stomach.
Oh, man.
Hey.
And don't want no trouble. Just begging for help.
I told y'all, that's June Henry shit. Don't give me June Henry shit. I ain't got no fucking thumper coming on my ass and shit where I can't sit on my ass. Fuck that.
See what he had on his fucking thumper.
I ain't got a ball of cotton. You know I got a message on my boy, He even sit on a fucking ball with that big ass cup on his ass, motherfucker. Had him hurting so bad. Fucking doctor walked in and said, "God damn, that's a baby."
Gotta laugh that motherfucker.
Say, put that bitch on a tax return. Put that bitch on a tax return.
He said, "Yeah, you got another fucking child in this motherfucker. Put him on your fucking
I know Junior's gonna come over and piss my ass off. Fuck it.
Come on, I'm on my belly. I ain't on my belly. My leg might be in the air, but I ain't on my belly.
Cheese, oh, Cheese, you down. You out of order for that one, Cheese, bro. You out of order that boy.
How am I out of order for that? That man is talking about I'm the one laying on my belly. Everybody know who the belly man is. That ain't me. Don't give me your name. Then they talking about I was snoring on the fucking mic. I'm asleep. That's hang game. Don't fuck that. Don't give it to me. I'm calling names. I'm calling names.
Hey, little brother might be getting close to getting all present. He didn't got back on the show, Jamie. He must be getting close.
Hey, you know how I go, little brother. Ain't that they call?
Hey, Daniel. Say, Daniel.
Yeah. What's that?
Little brother got a whole bunch of boxes up there at the shop too.
Hey,
a whole bunch of boxes.
Your ass, boy. I swear you about a talking. I can tell you from the city. you from the city, boy. You need to tell it like a mother, boy.
Hey, okay, let me open my mic, man.
Yeah, you mic
open.
Your
mic open, Pete. What you talking about?
Hey, but I ain't never hear the fucking noise, bro.
Well, you ain't hear the noise. I got a message where I can open up. I want to listen to people's conversation.
You're laughing at everything, Pete. You laughing.
Yeah, I've been telling you, Pete, your mic open.
I can hear you, bro. I'm talking my background too loud. But shit, what's happening with y'all boys? But I ain't want to interrupt y'all conversation, though. Shit. We're taking it late. What does it say, Bo? I can't call it. But it's a real big slap. Hey, about where you at? In the valley of Nevada somewhere? Shit. Hey, I'm in Mexico, man. See what I'm saying? I know you was the bottom of somewhere. Go ahead.
I'll be leaving out of here. Let's ride Mexico and wake up on your stomach, yeah?
Shit, hey, they gonna be full of, hey, if they even knock on this motherfucker up, hey, they gonna be like, where all them lights coming from with the beams at the same time? I'm talking about, hey, man, shoot through Kevlar.
You seen that post I put up, huh? You go to looking at them women, they go to getting glory right before they say you got a threesome coming. Next thing you know, these fucking eyes glory. better be careful over there, Bo.
Man, hey, Bo.
Wake up in the tub of ice.
Bro.
Get up out of there, bitch. Nigga, wake up in the tub of fucking ice. With a little note on the side.
Don't worry about it. We'll be on, hey, I'll be back on my side of town tomorrow night sometime.
Pete, why you gonna say a man being a tub of ice? A man wake up with an apple in his mouth, strapped to his mouth with a leather strap, so.
They keep it up. You gonna be worse than Joe Henry with a ball on your ass.
Hit you with a whip and say,
"Squeal it out,
pig, bitch."
Hey, he ain't gonna be long. It's been rain outside. He'll be in pain in a minute. It's been rain outside.
See, Pete, he started with me. Him and High Rod talking about I'm snoring and laying on my phone.
Oh, your mic open.
He started with me.
Hey, cheese. Stop trying to put me in that shit. I ain't seen that. I see that shit. I see him snoring. I see somebody doing a Darth Vader, and then somebody said, "That's cheese."
He's mad.
His stomach.
All right.
Hey, how'd I know I heard you loud and clear? Say Jamie over there making bomb threats, huh? Oh, Lord. Hey, man.
Jeremy, you know they lock your ass up now. They for bomb threat.
Hey, man.
Hey,
him and Stephen was buddy. He went and told Stephen to retire where he couldn't get that ass pulled this weekend.
Hey, if you in high school, they let you say it and they just say you got a problem. You need to go see a doctor.
Man, that man went there and told Stephen. Stephen, I can't take it in the ass, but just go ahead and shut it down, man.
Hey, bro. Hey, now see, I tried to let him make it. You know what? I ain't even going to do it to you, Jamie. I ain't going to drop
it. It's 8 o'clock, huh? 8 o'clock. Can't hold back no
that motherfucker, called over there talking about jumping on people and hurting people and shit. Hey, he said, look, I told him I'm going to give him his race back, but man, fuck that. I don't know. Scott Travis turned me so far up. I don't know.
Oh, man.
They told him.
Hold up a minute. A man that's winning, he gonna want to take that huckleberry back. He telling the
turn that bitch up anymore. The man ain't gonna need a hood.
Man, come on.
Man say turn that bitch up anymore. He gonna need a hood.
Your shit was pissing. At least my car didn't piss on itself when it got in the lane.
What's the only thing you see do that? A dog only do that when he get excited. A dog be excited when he do that.
No, that
mother. No, he be excited because he about to lay that tool down.
Something ain't right.
Dog about to lay that tool down and get excited like that.
I heard the waist gate too least and then something ain't right over there.
Hey, how?
What's happening?
So where everybody finna go race at now, man? Since we ain't really got no home track. What's the 411, man?
Man, what they saying is, I mean, I guess the local thing. I mean, if anybody not looking for a radio prep or nothing like that, we support the homeboy and go up there by boom.
Yeah.
Hey, I told about the race, y'all had to cancel y'all locked in race, y'all saying both of y'all prepared to go to the track?
Emerald Coast, Emerald Coast got a pretty nice surface. Atmo been having a pretty nice surface, but you just gotta be there at the right time. They prepped it out of it. Now I just gotta stay with it.
All right, so Jamie, I'm going to get out of here.
That's up to him. Cause I'm gonna be on a slick, and they'll tell me nothing about my tire size.
Oh, Jamie, what you gonna do, Jamie?
You caught that when he said he's gonna be in the click first, huh?
Hey, listen, y'all, it don't matter. Look, he put that big 33.5 on that, it's still gonna get gapped. It don't matter. That's
gonna
make it
that
gonna give you
worse.
Hey, see, like Daniel got a little fissure.
Hey, I'm gonna listen. When Lil Z gonna come out and get his christening? Let me tell you, as soon as that bitch get all pressure, we make three good hits, we locking the motherfucker in. We ain't scared.
Hey, look. And all I wanted to say was, you got that bitch parked exactly like it need to be, because after we catch hold of that bitch, it's going to be in that corner facing that wall.
Hey, Daddy,
Bobby, you got it right, because I was going to see the rim. Damn, you got it right, because I was going to see the back end of it.
Don't take this race or not. What y'all going to do?
Listen, there you go. Listen, when I fire that motherfucker and I make a hit, you think that motherfucker pissed around and you already gave me. That bitch going,
what you coming on?
What tire are you coming on?
That'll depict what tire I'm coming on.
Because I need to know, because I can match you.
What track are we going through, and that depicts what tire I'm coming on. And I'm going to tell you like this.
What they got coming up?
I have a different car there, too, with a different tire.
No, I'm going to come with you. I don't have to rent no car. I got a car. All I got to do is change tires.
So what does it matter with what tire I'm going to have? You bring the tire you think you need, and I'm going to bring the tire I think I need.
I'm going to match you with what you got.
Well, all right, I'm coming. Hey, I'm going to come there with a 26x8. Now bring your ass there on a 26x8.
All right. Okay. Have your 26x8. I'm going to bring a 26x8 with me. You have it on your truck.
Hey, I'm going to have a 26x8 on the front of that bitch, and we're going to go.
No, I'm going to have mine on my trail. I didn't say I was going to have it on my car. I just said I was going to bring it with me.
I'm going to have it on. It's going to be on the front tire.
You put them big motherfuckers on there and see.
They ain't got a hold of steering wheel. That bitch goes straight down there if they don't have no groove. Nah, man, but I mean, just whatever. I mean, however, whenever you want to do it, we're going to do it. I ain't begging. I ain't fussing about it.
What they got coming up here?
The only other thing that might have something, if you want to run a radio, is probably like Everdale or one of the Atmo races.
Well, you might even do that. If they got something coming, I ain't got no radio, man. Okay, you know, a decent prep track would be fine. Ain't got to be nothing.
No.
You the one. You go ahead.
No,
and
I don't need it. No. I had the same size tire that the guy that was gonna race me had. Don't say that, man.
All right, well,
put
a slick on and go on the state capitol. Shit.
That's why I bought a little 10-5, and I bought me some fucking play sandbags too. Fuck it, throw them in there and go for it. No.
This motherfucker again put weight in the trunk. God damn, this motherfucker going no prepping.
Hey, if we go to state capitol, fuck, that's where we going.
Fuck, man.
Nah, let me take that back before I get a bunch of inboxes. They say state capitol working pretty good, but I ain't seen it.
Well, I mean, I done seen it work for some people. Just like golf.
I give it to them. I done seen that track. I done seen that track work. You know, I talk a lot of shit because of the tech, man. But, I mean, just we wasn't racing on that level at that time, so he used to fuck with us. That's all it was.
Well, yeah, we know that. We done been that route already. So, well, we need to get hooked up. Have some for fun.
He used to let us go until he started remembering faces, and you tell him, hey, man, yeah, I'm not going no faster than 11s. So now he tells us to pop the hood. He look at the motor and then tell you, hey, hold on. You don't even get that one chance shit no more.
Yeah, well, you got to do like we did over there one time. Tweety and Renee was over there, and it was like, y'all can't spray that night. So we ain't going to spray. Okay. All right. Last pass of the night.
Yeah, last pass.
They pull up there. They race each other. They purge him. He just looked and he remembered the car. He started shaking his head. He knew he was got, man. He said he fucking shit. Boom. They come on through that. He went load on the truck. He come back there looking. We got him up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we knew we had to do, man. Made a couple of hits and then turned around and did it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, man. Hang on a second. Let me see what I got here.
I don't know, though. I know they say, I know we had an invite somewhere this weekend. I was just trying to let the man get on here and say what he got to say.
Who is that?
I was trying to wait on Shady Grady to say what he had to say.
That's where you hit it. I know what y'all talking about. And from the group text?
Yes.
Call his name.
504-5533. Who we got?
What up, fellas? This is Sean. Just listening in.
What's up, Sean?
What's up?
The little Camaro that'll be messing with Cheese, the little third gen. He got invited somewhere, and we just might show up, but I think we're gonna try to see if they're gonna lock in and make sure we're gonna come on up. Since it's a little kids weekend, everybody with children usually be at home from Good Friday through Easter, but we liable to do some strange shit on Saturday.
Well, here, this might be him. Yeah. Hang on a second. 337-0744. Who we got?
There you go.
It is B. Brown. This is a Michael fuck ass. Tell him bring it on down. I'm going to bury that fucking roller.
All right. Hang on a second. Let's see if he all here. Here's that day. Mo, your mic open too, Mo. I don't know if you know I'd open your mic. So,
B. Brown said he ain't working this week.
Yeah, you still on.
That's right.
Fucking
that's what's
up. Cheese messes with motherfucker.
Hey, let me see if he's on here.
The man used to be working every time you talk for him. He always be working. He ain't working this week.
Yeah,
No. Hey, he working. He come up out the hole to make this call.
Cheater. Yeah, okay. They're going to cotton candy.
It's over your head.
Lay on your belly and rub some white gloves.
There you go with the belly jokes again.
Show me a magic trick.
Wait till you send the wrong picture and they're going to see that apple in your mouth with a strap around that mug. You're going to be like, oh.
Pulp Fiction.
Hey, go with that old muffin I got.
I don't even know if Mike on here, y'all. I don't.
Hey, he on. Somebody on here.
He on
Mike,
here.
If you on here.
They got ears on here.
June on here. Call him in.
Oh, man. I'm going on mute. I might hang on here. Y'all call him June, man. Hot Rod started that shit. I'm getting off here, man. That's that man talking about he lay on his belly. Had to be ass shit on his stomach.
All right, well, just hold on, B. We'll see what happens.
He's down on the mic tonight. Yes, indeed.
Pretty sure they'll chime in. Shit. Well. Got quiet. B. Brown coming here. Quiet everything down, man.
Ooh, God, man. That boy, bad boy talk this, bad boy talk that. Quack, 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 quack.
There's a chopper on here.
Who's that?
Pete, that was you?
Shell. They robbed the
shit out of
him.
Oh,
Pete.
Yeah,
Shell. Huh? That wasn't me talking.
Man, quit playing, bro. You just want to say El Chapo? Don't man, stop that, bro. I guess that one of your notes you played on there, huh?
I just said, damn. I don't know who that was talking before me.
Hot Rod, where you at?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm trying to get my little partner squared up, trying to show him how to tie a hook on a goddamn fishing rod.
Oh, Lord.
And look, I'm going to tie one up for Saturday, too. Because we going fishing.
What kind of fish are you trying to catch?
We catching some fucking mullets. We catching some fucking mullets Saturday. Some mullets Saturday.
some mullet and some porch.
Oh, yeah, some hand sized porch. They ain't even no sack of lead. They ain't no sack of milk, man. They ain't no sack of lead.
Waiting to see that motherfucking dick tag walk.
Shit, motherfucker been crying all the time. They won't show it up. That boy, motherfucker went the other way.
That motherfucker ain't got.
Yeah. Hey,
Quinn,
what kind of wolf that is over there? Michael got
fucking wolf with no teeth, all barking, no tall barking, no.
Ooh, y'all got the Quinn telling shit again. Oh, I know.
They Quinn say that's a wolf with no teeth. Boom race. They say they're going to boom race this weekend, so we going. Hey, I told them to wait. Don't tell them nothing. Get it on the radio show and get them to say something, and then go on tell them we're gonna catch them up there. Let's get it.
Man, y'all gonna have to make me take off.
El Chapo.
El Chapo on here. What they got up there by Boom, all right, this weekend? They having a race on the same day with Molden canceled on. It's like a, I guess a little Easter race on Saturday.
So Easter bash.
Oh, country bars in the country. Yeah. They Mike invited us in the little group text he got. He didn't invite us. He threatened us. He told us he dares to move. So we said we're gonna wait until the radio show. Yeah, we said we're gonna wait till the radio show. B Brown say he wanna run the roller. He gonna run him Saturday. At boom race, since Michael said he wanted him, he's here running. Fuck it, let's get it.
Ooh-wee.
But he wanted him to lock up. Ooh. He wanted to lock up. Michael said he wanted to lock up. B. Brown said he wanted to lock up.
Let's get it. Lock it in.
That's up there in printers, huh, Boom? Finish line? Yeah.
Yep. It'd be packed, too. It'd
be nice, man. That track
would
be
packed,
that track always was tonight, man. That track
ooh,
well,
yeah, it began.
Hey, your phone ain't guaranteed to work. I had to tell my old lady after the first time I went, look, now you see the goddamn phone ain't work now. I had to bring her one time to see the phone don't work.
I've been saying how shit that bring her with me, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I had to bring her one time. Then I said, call home. She said, my phone ain't working. I said, exactly. Now, don't tell me no shit about this next time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And you were quick on your feet with that one, huh? Man, look, I hadn't already plotted it. I had a whole week to plot that one. But then I hadn't already fussed that man enough for that night. I said, man, I got to come up with you next time.
Y'all going up the hot? Y'all going
yeah,
up
we going. Hey, yeah, we going. We going. It's on.
Taking the truck?
No, we bring the Camaro.
Somebody else said that shit. It wasn't me.
Somebody
was
like,
he's going out of town.
What your, my bad, bro.
I ain't talking about no motherfucking ass chopper.
I'm talking about wig splitter. Jamie, you bringing wig splitter?
I might, if I can finish up this job.
Hold on, Al. Now, if he do that, I'm going to put them tires on there and be there with him.
Come on, man. Y'all might as well put on the show for the people, man. Fuck, we ain't, hey, might as well.
That's what I'm trying to figure out right there. Damn it, you just straight looked at suspect just now, Bo.
I'm a suspect. I'm a fucking suspect.
Really looking suspect.
Why am I suspect? You ain't got a fucking call. You ain't got shit. You ain't got a shit to do with anything but about people that just talk shit, that don't have a goddamn thing, that listen to a bunch of other people that couldn't get your call running and show your shit up.
Right,
but I'm suspect.
I just said you look suspect because you was playing.
Well,
you
how
was
am
already
I
set up to go to.
Listen to me. We're not set up. The race is canceled. I took job. I took the work. I got work.
I'm trying to tell you how you look suspect.
Well,
I don't know why they don't think
you
work on
like
the
side. It doesn't matter to me. Because you are nobody. In my eyes, you are nobody in a racing scene. So for me to look suspect in your eyes, that don't do. I ain't going
to
lose no sleep over that. Maybe if Mo show me that, I might lose some sleep. But you, somebody coming from you, dude, that don't hold no weight on me. Coming from you, looking suspect. You the man look suspect.
You
wanted to run El Chapo. We showed up at State Capitol with El Chapo, and you had all kind of problems. Talking about somebody look suspect. Come on, Pete. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Mo,
you know.
You
know
how you look suspect.
When you finally made it to the track, you all of a sudden had problems.
You were set up for race.
You continue to have problems.
Man telling you come to another track, and now you got to see if you're going to be done with work.
I told you I was working. I got a job. Do I need to tell somebody? Do I need to call a man in? Do I need to call a man and tell him, let him? Hang on. Do I need to call my customer and let you know that I told him I was working this weekend?
Hey, Bo, I just told you how you look suspect. Now, if you're feeling, bro, I'll leave you alone, bro.
I'm not in my business, bro. I'm telling
you.
Like,
actually, how you look
from
suspect,
you,
I
coming
you,
from
it.
You saying I look suspect does
coming
not
from me,
does
it
not
ought to be fucking
me.
Worse. Like you said, I'm a nobody. I'm
no,
not
it don't. You
are not
trying
to be nobody.
Why am I worried about you? My program doesn't go around
you. Because if
you.
I can catch it, then you ought to think how everybody else think about it. You look suspect.
How is that catching
and
looking suspect? How is it looking?
Because
okay,
it set up,
let's
it set
do
up
this.
The race.
On this show,
who
y'all
think?
Hold on, Pete. On this show, chime in if I look suspect. Tell me if I look suspect. Come on. Let me hear from
y'all.
Hey,
bro, Pete just missed.
Y'all believe in Pete?
Pete just missed.
Tell me I look suspect.
How am I being
messed? No, shut up, Pete. I'm missing your mic. Let me be judged by my peers. Now you want to change the subject. No, let me show you how to do this. Everybody on here, do I look suspect?
Yeah, is this the same show where everybody say, well, I run anybody, somebody say something, and you think somebody say something? Come on, man.
Well, I'm not one of those. Tell me if I look suspect. That's what I want to know. How about you
tell
you call? He said, if I go,
nobody
I go.
Nobody ain't going to tell you nothing. The same way they're not going to tell you nothing if you say any one of y'all want race to speak up. That's the same thing you're going to hear. The same thing you hear right now. You know why? Because you got a running call. You know how this show works. Don't act new to it, Bo. You run this motherfucker. So the first one tell you, yeah, you look suspect. What you going to do? What's your natural reaction is if they got a call? Well, come show me I'm suspect. Where your call? So you think they want to hear that? Fuck no, they don't want to hear it. So they're not going to speak up and say it. I can say it because I ain't got shit. I'm calling it like it is, a spade a spade. That's the difference.
So
that's
basically what you want is everybody just to,
no,
just to run their car every week.
No,
no, no, no, no, no. You just,
right there.
I'm going to let you talk.
Well,
yeah, cutting
up.
So what
Jamie,
you want?
If you get on Jamie's gonna take shots all the way around the board instead of sticking to the subject.
No,
it was a simple statement.
We gonna have a conversation here. No, you don't want to have
like,
a conversation with me because we.
No, I got time.
All right. So what you
want
everybody to do is just run their car every weekend so you can just watch the live feeds, right? So nobody can.
No, but
say
it,
I can't go to the track this week.
All right. No, I'm responding to that. No, the reason why I said what I said was because this was the weekend you originally had a race locked up. So
okay,
not at the
okay. How long did they cancel the race? Hold up. Didn't they cancel
the
race last week?
Yes, they
okay,
did
so
cancel
what that
the race.
They did cancel.
You were still
they canceled the race, correct?
Anybody? All right. Yes,
it doesn't matter. Did they cancel? That's besides the point. My auntie gave nuts and all that, and she be my uncle. The question is, it's a yes or no. Did they cancel the race?
Yep.
Okay. So that means change plans have changed.
All right, Bo. I got you. They still had an unlocked door. You just took that unlocked door. I got you. I mean, it's cool.
No, it's not
cool.
A lot. No, we see when people don't agree
it's
with
cool.
you.
It's cool. That's a
but
legitimate thing.
You,
that's
you
a
try
legitimate
to do some back
your
shit and say, oh, yeah, this and that.
That's a,
no,
that's
you,
a
no,
legitimate
this is,
thing. You
no.
Put bold. It ain't
bold.
Hold on,
man. No, it ain't bold. No, bro. No. You're not going to come on there with that dumbass shit. No, man. You always got some old sly-ass shit. And then when somebody get on your ass, you go, okay, bro, yeah, we're going to do that. That's
not what I
ordered. Everything's an exit to you.
I had a mobile order.
Nah, man. The race was canceled. People not made plans. So we supposed to be at, what I'm supposed to be at, state, at no problem waiting for them to open the gates?
The last in the key time.
So I'm supposed to sit around?
Oh, you know what about that? I thought that was the Coney, and that's why I'm like, hold on, that's not what I ordered.
All
right, no problem. All right, thank you. Y'all listen to your boat. Go ahead. I'll come to the lady. Go ahead. No, I'm on the phone. Yeah, boo.
All right, y'all. Let me tell y'all what y'all got to do. Y'all got to make sure y'all car running, and you got to ask Pete where y'all need to be at every week, okay? From now on, we got to check in with Pete so he can tell us where we got to go racing at. So we can take, make sure we're running again for him, man.
I heard that laugh back there that don't be saying nothing. I heard you back there. I'm just letting you know I heard you laughing back there.
Like I said, to respond to you, Jamie, I'm not saying nobody got to race their car every weekend. I was just, you can't see what I'm saying, bro. You just, something ain't right, bro. It was too simple.
Hey, motherfucker, I can't hold no more. Hey, Jamie.
No.
Hey, Jamie, Pete said you got
is,
too much to
it
get this car down.
It might be too complicated for you that you
ass.
Can't see when the change when the game is, has changed and plans change, people do other things.
I said you had a legitimate excuse. I mean, you can use that.
That's not an excuse. That's the race is not happening. No problem. We agreed to race. No problem. We're not racing that. The race is over with. Now we've moved on.
Hey, Bo.
What is so hard about that? I can't
illegal.
Understand that, dude.
That's
I really don't how you can't. I don't see how you can't grasp that. I really don't.
If I, got,
I really
I
don't understand how you can't grasp that the race is canceled.
I understand. Like,
people have made other plans.
I was saying, though, damn it, without getting any feelings.
I see what you're saying, but no, I get my feelings.
So I'm wrong
when people
for saying
say some
I'm
crazy
wrong for saying what
like
I said.
That, and think
am I
that,
wrong for saying what I said? You feel like it was biased?
No, it's not biased. I just got in my
feelings. No, I'm wrong
my
for saying what I said
say
because
like
I said you look at
that
suspect and canceled the race on the weekend that you already was going to race. So
I'm
wrong for saying that?
Then I can talk because if we can't talk together because no one can hear if we both talking on top of one another. So you go ahead and say
hey, damn it, Pete said you got 2 months to get your car dialed in, bro.
What?
He said you got a couple weeks to get your car dialed in and he getting on your ass.
Who get on me?
Pete.
Pete gonna get on me?
Mm-hmm.
Man, okay. I'll sit and wait. Who driving? Pete driver is behind one of them no drivers he been having. Running to the trailer and shit.
Oh,
I need to know what I need if I got to be safe. Oh, shit. I thought he didn't have a car. I thought he sold it. So he looked kind of suspect because he kept saying he sold his car and he sold his motor, but then all of a sudden he say, now he got it back. Now who looks suspect?
I don't know, boy. You might be on or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I said, let Pete off the phone. Where's Pete win at, man? You want more Pete?
Nah, man. We're gonna probably go up there, though. Just so y'all know, we're going to probably go up there by Boone support. And, I mean...
Hey, if you don't bring your truck, you're a suspect now. I'm just letting you know. If you don't bring your truck, because you're supposed to be racing this weekend. You're supposed to be taking your truck.
Right. Hey,
you're
going to
look suspect,
I,
man.
I got,
you're going to lose points
hey,
with Pete. I don't want
like,
you to lose
like
no sleep and lose no points with Pete.
Hey.
You lose them peak points, man. You know, you. I lose a lot of sleep when I do that. I sleep with both eyes closed.
Oh,
clothes.
Shit. Yeah, I'm
can't go to work the next day.
Like off Big
yeah.
Mama's house. I got a move. I got a moo-moo to put on that bitch and a bunch of weight in the ass. I'm going to try it, bro.
Hey, hot boom! Hey, boom! Just text me on the back line doing Pete's job now. You see, you better not bring that damn truck up there.
Well, tell him lock. Tell him to lock in with Sashi, dog.
Boom! Your mic open.
Come on with it. Hey, Jamie, you be doing that shit? I heard you do that to Steven early. Tell my Curtis, your mic open. I said, boy, that motherfucker. Nah, man, we're going to have some fun, though, but I mean, if they want to do it, we're gonna come, period.
Oh, shit.
Hey, how they going to let y'all know right before the event starts, bro, so y'all can't make it, watch.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Man, Michael Dill, I know you're on here. Chime in.
He going to cuss me out.
Hey,
on the
man, I want to see you going to run.
Hey, bro. We trying to wait till that potty grip dry up, man. Give him a minute.
Oh. Sean done went below the kneecaps, not the belt.
Wait, what he said? I was looking at something. What he said?
Hey,
bro, don't repeat it, bro.
That ain't my business.
Oh, shit. Text it to me, High Ride. Text it to me.
Oh, no. I'm not texting in. Don't act like I did.
Nah, here we go.
Hey, I'm going to hang up before he get on, huh?
Lord, that mercy. Boy, that come out of nowhere. Left field. Nah, but he said he wanted to lock up three on five or better. We'll do it. I mean, we'll like to go off the trailer. But if he don't want to go off the trailer, because we don't want that to be an excuse, we just lock up three at least. That both of the cars going to go down the track on side each other for a race. If not, if something happened to B car, Michael get 300. If something happened to Michael's car, B get 300. That way, nobody come for free. So if one man say, well, I need to make another hit, that excuse of, well, I broke something, so I can't run, can't be used either way. So somebody going to get $300 if that eliminate all the bullshit from both sides.
Shit, that's more than fair.
At least, yeah, you can either give up a free 300 or take a chance at adding 200 on top of it, win 500 or lose a five or give away three. So that's on both sides. So nobody coming for free.
Boom.
That's a gentleman's bet. That ain't a bunch of money amongst friends and family.
Mm-hmm. That ought to be good.
Yeah, we might just bring double trouble with that fucking and then get on boom, man.
Ooh. Hey, I wasn't going to say nothing about that one.
Who double trouble?
Damn. Big Dookie?
They won't lock me in with with beast mode.
Hey, we ain't playing no more games. Ain't talking about waiting no more.
Oh, shit.
Only one way to find out what it's going to do is go to it and hope it eat it. Sure kind of quiet, James.
If I feel pretty good in Madisonville, boys, I might give y'all a shot at that car y'all want to send at. What is his name, though?
The man going to be out of town.
Oh, I like.
Yeah,
so Calvin going to be out of town. And I'm in my feelings. I'm looking suspect, so I ain't coming.
He ain't letting that shit go tonight, huh?
Oh, man.
Did the Queen say he might give?
I remember that shit. I would bring that shit up every time Pete get on there now.
No, Cheese, they had said they wanted to run their Quinn. Clyde wanted to run their Quinn, and we said, well, Clyde can run B. Brown, and Clyde said he'll run B. Brown as long as he can run their Quinn. But he did say he'll run B. Brown anyway. He don't care, even if their Quinn changes.
Yeah,
can't,
I know
run.
That.
So,
yeah,
so
the Quinn say he might, if he feel good enough after he do something to Boom, he might try it, Clyde.
Shit, the Quinn got that big old boom in that car with them aluminum
heads.
I went over there and seen them heads. Eric Gilmore sent me a picture of it. Looking good under
there.
Man,
we got
a,
hey, no, that's a school bus.
Oh, Lord, listen to that.
I'll change the cam, put heads on it.
Nah.
Got them AFR heads on that thing.
And
they
got one of the Cadillac motors.
Got them big old AFR heads.
Hey, Chief, 509 Cadillac, front wheel drive Trans Am.
I know you used to the Cadillac motor.
Front wheel drive, too.
Oh, Lord.
Wait till we do the burnout. They're going to say that's a real Cadillac motor, transmission and everything. They're going to say, goddamn.
The Quinn driving?
No,
driving?
Randall, okay. Randall driving. Randall driving.
Okay. Well, no, the Quinn is smaller dude, bro. I thought he was, like, big old, but.
Man, he seen that motherfucking
that
nervous. He ain't going to be, he ain't been a red light in cheese. Cheese and nervous. He been a red light in there. Get him behind that wheel. Well, he can get behind that wheel.
Oh,
man, he been let go of that train base
button.
He done fucked the church and put it up.
Cheese, what up, buddy?
What up?
What's good with you?
Oh, never mind. Who did? Who is it?
You bad motherfucker, you that DeQuan.
See, there they go talking like a big man. must be Mighty Mouse. I'm going to call you Mighty Mouse from now on, Will.
What's good with
I got
you,
a pair
bro?
Of ball bearing gloves for you, too. I got to give you a pair of high rocker. They said you was more upset than High Rod was.
Man, hey, Chief, you can't believe everything you hear. Look, I ain't lying. I was more dumbfounded. I said, Lord, I'm going to hear this shit. That's all I had to say to myself. Lord, I'm going to hear this fucking shit.
But you know, High Rod, you came and said something. The Quinn, he buried his head, bro, like an old ostrich. Put his head in the dirt. Didn't even want to come up and look for ass. So.
Who didn't? Oh, yeah. I talk shit. I can't find y'all, man. I mean, so I let y'all know. Hey, y'all tore my ass up, man. I can't say nothing. It's all good.
You did. I'm glad to hear the Quinn talking again. It's all right.
And that a bit. Look, I done finished my chickens, too, yesterday. I did them last two. Hey. I need some more Cornish hens, goddamn.
We just ordered 50 of them. I mean, we just ordered 50 more today. And they need 3 weeks
right.
to get to a pound or two pounds.
All right. I need 12.
Pete already called me Sunday. Wanna order,
I need
he
12.
Ordered 10 of them.
No,
okay.
No. Hold on.
Hey, Pete called me Sunday.
You
said he wanted 10.
Hey, man. I've been buying products. You gonna let somebody get in front of me?
Give me 3 weeks. I'm gonna have all y'all ready.
No, I don't want 3 weeks. I need my product now.
You can't. They gotta grow some, bro.
You looking suspect, dog. You looking suspect.
Oh,
man. You got to watch that, man. Come on now.
He better not get 10. Boy, he gonna be
looking suspect, man. Telling these people you gotta do it. You can't get it to him, man.
Yeah,
come on now.
Gee, somebody got that word. Somebody got them chickens. Lying. Ain't that a bitch?
I'm telling you, 50 of them today, but they need 3 weeks to get to at least a 2 pound size.
Man, I need 9 GMO chickens now. I don't want that bullshit.
How many chickens you got, Gee? How many chickens you scored? 50?
He say he got 50 chickens, man. Shit.
I bought 50 Cornish hens today.
Straight out of Honduras.
No, listen to this.
He's got them chickens.
Hey,
my boat been broke for a while. How you get the cheese?
He's
got them chickens. Bro. That's how you get the chickens.
Let me go to mute.
Hey, Clyde, Cheese hit me on a text message. Say, yeah, I'm in a Burgundy Dually. You heard me? I say, what? I said, man, who the fuck? Pull up. I say, man, wait a minute. What the fuck? Hey, I had to delete that message. I said, man, look like some real suspect shit going on, man. Nah. Cheese pull up. I had to soul redeal all the good ones and give me them big motherfuckers. Cheese sold me some fucking turduckins. Them bitches was turkey, duck, and chicken stuffed together. Them big motherfuckers.
Hey, you had to go home and eat them chickens immediately, huh, Hot Rod?
Man, what? Hey, them bitches had to
go home and eat them cook up that same day, huh?
Man, like a shoe.
The man just said he just ran out of the chicken.
Hey, the bitch was like a shoe pick, Clyde. I had to eat him right quick.
Oh, well, ain't no Cypress type here, bro. Come
hey,
on, man.
Hey, man, look. Let me tell you something. Hey. I don't know what's going on with Cheese, but he just can't get nothing done. He just can't get nothing done. He's throwing crosses around at the shop and stuff. I don't know what's going on with Cheese,
man. Oh, shit. Hey, the one that was still wiggling, I put him in the Sub-Zero freezer. I ain't going to take care of that.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Jamie, Cheese
went through that machine.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Cheese threw the biggest cross today at James' shop. He threw the biggest cross I ever seen today.
Huh?
Jamie. That Mustang, that yellow Mustang. How you did my partner?
Shut up, Mustang. For you to come, or you be coming with some boy. Don't believe Clyde, bro. Y'all don't believe what he's saying. That dude is like looking at.
Hey, bruh. My partner called me around there 4 months.
Oh, Lord.
He won't fix the man called Cheese. He ain't fix his car till he get his car running. Him and Wendell Liquor.
That ain't true. I don't want to say some junk like that.
I know.
You know
he's going to keep on. Ain't nobody worrying about him.
Oh, he just texted me. Wax on, wax off.
757-7547.
Wait a minute. I thought I heard
something. Hold on. I heard somebody say something about me. Uh-oh, there's a window liquor.
Oh, I heard somebody say something about me.
Hey,
but you over
window
here,
liquor.
But you at the, hold on.
Hey.
You at the shop trying to check out everything I do. You all in my
boxes. Close the boxes before I get back to
you. You in my boxes? You trying to find out what, you know, what car we running? You know, everything. But you worry about me? Bruh, we going to see. Hey, just hold on, bruh. Soon as I finish doing what I got to do for my wife, just hold on. I'm coming. Trust me, I'm coming. You gonna get the ass whooping that you waiting for.
I know. We know.
Both of y'all.
We know. But
just
look,
it's me. Don't worry about. You ain't got to worry about Cheese. You just worry about. Hey, Cheese, you suspect right now.
I'm
yeah.
Suspect. That man calling me. I can't even want to put him in.
No. Ain't nobody suspect. Clyde ain't nothing but a little spy. Clyde, run up there, look up under your hood. Look up on everything that you doing, then he want to come on the show and talk shit. So you saying Clyde?
Hey, bro, I'm a customer.
You saying Clyde?
Clyde
Benedict
is a
goddamn
spy.
Clyde
Benedict
on running.
Wait a minute.
I want to know what your ass running, so he can look. So he can go run, push some shit up under his hood. Stop running. You got to put a name on this. See what the hell we running? So you saying Clyde is Benedict on him?
Neither one of them. I'm looking up under the hood. Ain't nothing under there but the ground. Ain't nobody got no money.
But you ain't got nothing. But hold on.
Uh-oh.
But hold on. Here's the trick. Why are you running up there looking?
I got two vehicles up there. That's why I'm up there. I got two vehicles up there.
But hold on. But my race car or Cheese race car ain't got nothing to do with your ass.
I'm just walking around the shop looking at stuff.
But hold on. Here's the kicker now. My car all the way in the back of the shop in a corner. Why you way back there? If your car, you working on your car, right? You up there, you got a car that's up there to be working
my
on,
bus,
right?
My bus
going
to
the
front of your truck.
To the back,
my bus,
office,
my bus right in front.
Where my carburetor and everything
bus,
else I got going on.
I was going to talk to the secretary.
No.
Not the secretary, the receptionist.
So you'll call over there by that big old, so you'll call by that big garage door with cheese call face?
Nope, my car all the way in the back, bro. All the way in the back. You got to climb over shit to get to my car.
Wait,
so
what you said?
He ain't nothing but a goddamn spy.
Yeah,
my
car
ain't about to go no more.
His, watch out, girl. His car is right in front, right behind my bus. Ain't that right, Cheese?
I don't know. I ain't been that far back in the sky.
Oh, man.
You can look at that car all you want, Clyde, you can go in there and do whatever you want to do. You can go in there, you want to tear the motor down for me? Go ahead. You can refresh the motherfucker for all I care.
I already know the motor,
putting it together, ain't nothing that you seeing going to look like what you see right now.
I already know, tripping on that. Anyway, like I said, and I was on the box. I was back talking to the reception.
Why not back there talking to you?
Nope.
I was in the bathroom. I came out the bathroom. Yeah. What you doing, bro? What you doing?
Cheese back there. I was back there at Cheese office. He the receptionist over there.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
I'm going to tell you like this. I never bring a homeboy out of the 7 ward to go fishing again. He talking about he ain't getting no bites. This boy got a bag of salad shrimp he fishing with. Man, this shit is bullshit.
Salad shrimp.
Man, what you doing with these fucking salad shrimp? He said they cheap. You job. That's why he ain't got a bite. He's going to get the gout around this motherfucker.
Yeah, cheap.
Lord. He said his roots come from Madisonville, though.
His roots are coming from Madisonville.
He'd have live shrimp. He'd be catching shrimp.
This motherfucker got salad shrimp. Man, you... Lord, I'm going to go on mute. Hold on, fella.
Oh, shit.
Boy, I had window liquor on his ass.
Ain't nobody worried about no window liquor, man.
Hey,
ain't nobody
worried
about
you
neither him.
You just get yours down
ain't
there
nobody,
in the other lane.
Ain't nobody worried about neither one of y'all.
All right, and we glad that you went. You must be worried. You come, you spying every damn week.
I told you I got two people up there.
Clyde, that's the man you said you may move to Virginia or Carolina or somewhere.
Oh,
yeah, that's
Lord.
Me. That's me.
I ain't made that man move. I met that man in Virginia, wherever he was at, Virginia. I met that man up there.
Lord.
He's living up there.
Hey, you met me. I was the one who came with Cheese to give you the hens that night. You met me. All right. You brought the birds down here.
Hey,
right,
bro.
Right,
hey, bro. I knew you was going to say that.
I knew you was going to say that.
Brought the birds down here. That's the East Coast. That's that right. That's that right.
Oh, hey, I got something for Clyde ass, though. Don't worry. I got something for him.
Oh, shit.
Ooh,
yeah, Clyde, I got to see them good people. Them good people brought me them birds, man. That's good people, man.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, y'all call him Window Nigga. I'm going to call him Tommy. Tommy Elfamore.
Why you going to call him?
You
Elfamore.
Call me
Why
whatever
call him
you
want to
call me. You can call
Tommy
me whatever
Elfamore.
You want to call me.
I'm LB Martin. You ain't got no job. Let me stop playing, man. I'm just fucking around, y'all. If y'all listening now, Runowski.
Nah, you
and,
good, bro.
Ford.
You good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
Clyde,
you going to
get an ass with me. You just wait for me.
Man, it's going to be something to see right there.
Now, I ain't never heard Wendell looking get upset. He on here every week. Every week he on here listening. Man, made him chime in. Yes, indeed.
All you got to do is push the right button.
That man heard people getting suspect charges. He said he ain't going to be suspect,
goddamn. Yeah. I had to go back and look at the camera because I didn't know Clyde had moved them boxes until he told me what was in.
I know he's still on here. Pete wrote this down in his book, Jamie. You talking that shit.
He got Pete quiet. Jamie don't got Pete don't in his feelings now. He don't want to say nothing.
Uh-oh.
Hot.
He all right?
No. He'll be all right. He'll
be all right.
Feels a good night, man. Talking this shit. That's all.
It ain't nothing.
Talking yeah, shit, but I tell you what, I guarantee
that's
you,
that's
what you when I finish that goddamn
hey, Cheese, I need my eggs, man.
I got you.
Cheese, what I told you, what I told you at golf for, Cheese, see, you jumping over me again. I told you,
I got
how many dozen I need?
Hey, Cheese, I got 12
chickens and I need 4 dozen.
Don't worry about that,
you want me to meet you tomorrow night?
I'll be motherfucker. Okay. You suspect, goddamn
it. You want to meet you tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah,
you coming to my
room, Steve? Yeah. I need my 4 dozen.
Yeah.
I told
I'll
my
meet
dad,
you tomorrow
my dad
night.
My dad, old country boy, straight out of Liberty. He said, what? Real chicken eggs? Yeah, he got them. Hey, there you go. 4 dozen.
I'm going to make a round trip. I tell my uncle we got to make a round trip. Uncle,
I told him that day we was at Gulfport. That's why I was telling you. I told him.
You know, how much you done you get, G?
Huh?
But I mean, you need
how much you
done?
Look. Cheese got them nasty fucking chicken. Them bitches making them in the eggs. That's bad. Them bitches nasty.
Hit this little coop up if he's getting good money for him. Go steal some of
them eggs. Them chicken doing some fucking.
How many dozen you need?
Well, I got some bad roosters, man. We got some bad roosters.
You come and get that other thing, Cheese?
Yeah, he on here listening. He on here right now listening. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. You got three things I'm coming to get from you, which I ain't going to say. I'm just going to say, I got your eggs. That's all. You got three things I'm going to get from you, and you know what I'm talking about.
Well, we good. We good.
I don't want to hear that shit, Cheese.
Man, I'm going to get a scooter from him, man. What are you talking about? Man got a scooter from me, an outdoor scooter with big wheels.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And Hot Rod, I'm helping the handicap, man.
Yeah.
Be proud when I pull up the handicap spot, too.
Hot Rod,
yeah.
I'm giving him something he can hold a handle on that casket and roll with.
That motherfucker make some talk.
Oh, 504-7812. Who we got?
Man, 2 weeks y'all went from drag racing to selling chickens and eggs. Boy, y'all some kind of sad, aren't you?
Oh, hold up, partner.
Tweety, you finally got you a phone, man. If we going to Memphis or what, man?
Hell yeah, we going.
Man, shit, I thought you had to climb on the pole like the Petticoat Junction and talking on that pole.
Real talk, I had to move. There ain't no doubt about that.
I thought you was on that pole like the Petticoat Junction trying to talk on that phone up there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's about what I got to do to get service. There ain't no lie.
When you going to leave, Thursday, or y'all trying to get out on Friday?
Man, you know, we rolling up Saturday morning.
Oh, I can't do that, dude. I'm going to leave Thursday. Sloppy Park.
Y'all going for the day on.
We going to roll that bitch out the trailer. And
you liable to be parked back there by the scoreboard, dude.
Where y'all going, Cody and them getting up that Friday, dude. Seriously. Cody and them going to be up there Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to get up there.
What is that, sweetie?
Memphis.
Mike Hill and Bobby Coleman.
At Mike Hill and
Memphis Gangster, Bobby Cole.
Is that his T-U-A?
Yeah.
Memphis International, I think.
Yeah.
What's happening, Jamie?
Not much. Man, they got a man on here looking for y'all. I think he's still on here, too. So you want to know what the deal is.
Bad Boys.
Who looking for what?
B, you on here? B Brown.
Who? Yeah.
Sam.
B.
What happened?
What's up? Y'all say y'all going to be out there. Y'all looking for me? Bring that goddamn roller out there Saturday. I'm going to bury that motherfucker. What's happening? Lock it in.
What happened? What you say?
Goddamn. I think I talked pretty clear. I said, y'all say y'all going to be in Lucas Saturday. You call all of us out, including me. Bring that motherfucker out there. I will bury that motherfucker. Let's go ahead and lock it in.
Who is this?
Who's this? B. Brown, Nick Teddy Gray. Don't let you know who this is.
Uh-oh. It's all good. Hey, if Mike said it's on, it's on. I don't need to hear all the rest of that.
Mike,
there you pick boy right. Draws on. That's all. Mike's speaking
like
right
Brown.
Now, so that's why he ain't on the line.
Yeah, well, go ahead, lock in. You the driver. You the made man. Go ahead, lock it in. Let's get it.
Hey, he said elephant heavy. He said it's on. Ain't got to go through all that.
There we go with that fucking bullshit. Well, that tells me I know.
Fucking bullshit.
Running
ain't no
around
fucking
you.
Bullshit. If you on the fucking premises, you going to get the fucking business. That's all. There ain't no need to go on back and forth. The man said the money good. Where you at right
money,
now? Where you at?
What? To my house. Why?
Oh, all right. We ain't tripping on no motherfucking money, man. Ain't nothing. It don't take all that fucking politicking and all that bullshit to get no race off, bro.
That's what's up. So we ain't locking in.
You said it's on. You say you'll be there Saturday. He said we going to be there Saturday. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
Ain't ducking no motherfucking race. If y'all on the fucking premises, it's on. I don't need to make no fucking shakedown. I don't play all that shit.
Oh.
My shakedown going to be on that fucking tree and on your ass. That's it. All the rest of that
so
shit,
off the trail.
I don't care to hear all that, man. Off the trailer,
well,
out the trailer, it's on, period.
Yeah, that's a mic.
Jamie,
right
in
there. I mean, you got to get Pete take notes. 504-6477, who we got? I got a couple mics hit, y'all.
Big old just checking in, bro.
All right. And another number, just hit the, must hit the one button. Hit it again. Because if you hit it back, it'll take you out of queue. I don't know what number that was. All right. Damn, I was trying to get, I don't know if somebody wanted to talk with. What number was that?
Ali.
What?
That man responded to the call out about the locking in on the group text message.
I've been on there all day. I've been working. I'm just leaving my job.
What I'm saying is this.
Headed home.
I'm saying is this.
So
it ain't
I just timed in. Hold on, right in the way. I don't need all the particulars. If Mike said it was on, it's on. I'm on here now. It's on.
Well,
I'm driving it. So
you
ain't worried about no money, man. Whatever the money is, whatever y'all say the money is, the money good.
Stop the bullshit.
So you staying off the trail.
Ain't worried about nothing breaking, man. The motherfucking thing's been a break.
Y'all call
you
for Saturday. We trying to lock that shit in for Saturday, man. Both calls, man. Fuck it. Let's get
man,
it.
Man, what you said? What y'all said? 2-on-5, 3-on-5, what? What the number is,
yeah,
man? Come on with all that,
yeah,
man.
I mean, whatever you say,
you trying to do.
All right, bro. That ain't no fucking problem, man. It don't take all of that, bro. It don't take all of that. You said 2-on-5, 3-on-5, whatever. It's fine.
Oh, Mike Dillon, should be all up. Oh, Mike Dillon, should be all up. Let's get the particulars straight on that.
We not even fussing about it. You saying it's a bunch of taking this and that. We just talking the same way we talking on there. The man said he was.
I'm just saying. I haven't been on there all day.
I've been on this wide open all day, so I haven't been on there all day, and I don't go back and look at all the extra bullshit. So whatever was said, was said. If he said 2-on-5, 3-on-5, whatever, that's fine.
And you say it's off the trailer, right? All right.
Man, look, it is what it is. Wasn't it off the trailer at fucking Gulfport? I don't need to make no fucking shakedown, man. Ain't no fucking shakedown specialist, man.
All right. Well, y'all didn't make the off the trailer shake. Y'all had a starter problem.
Man, our first pass was with fucking Chucky, man. The second pass, the fucking starter broke off the car.
We're talking about the grudge race, man. We talking about the grudge race, but it is what it is. You saying it is what
man,
it is.
Man, the grudge
going
race,
down for the free.
Fucking Nigel back on, man. The man beat me by half a fucking car and a half.
But that's,
we lost.
All right.
We lost.
We didn't
Who's
say nothing about
next?
That race.
Shady Grady next? That's fine.
Yeah. Shady Grady next off the trailer at Lucas is going down for at least the three. Lock
yeah,
in the three.
Right.
So if somebody don't make the pass, the other man get paid. Even if they say
man,
they ain't
look,
got a
you
problem.
Can get, you can get fucking paid. You can get fucking paid. I'm not tripping on that shit, man. I went all the way to fucking Texas and had a fucking problem. I gave the man his fucking punk out. Fixed my fucking
problem.
We never said you didn't pay nobody.
We just asked.
All right, then. I'm just saying. It ain't no biggie about $300, dude. It's not no biggie deal about $300. You said lock it in. It's fine. It's good. It's over with.
We just want to make sure the race is tomorrow.
Why are you so hostile?
I'm not hostile. I'm just saying all that extra, man. I don't need. I'm not a fucking talkative person, bro. I'm about fucking action. So,
Ali,
we gonna race,
we having fun on the radio show talking shit.
We're talking about the race, and that's just it. The race. Y'all said Saturday. The race is Saturday. You say you want the $300, I'll meet you in the morning, tomorrow afternoon or something with the $300 when I come from across the lake, bro.
All right, let's go. We do that.
I got
we
your
meet.
Number.
All right.
Hey, we locking four right. cars. We locking four cars in, huh?
You what?
Y'all locking June car in, too?
Did Quinn want
to
run June?
I don't have nothing to do. I don't work on June car. That's
hey,
June car. June speak for his car, man. If the man calls, if his car going to be ready, he's going to be ready.
Ali, he's saying that because they told him on the group text that June will be ready.
Listen at the words I said. I have not been on the fucking
Ali. Ali's on with him. Don't argue with him, Ali.
Michael, we not
on.
Five on the thousand.
That's it. Let's get it.
$500,000
off the trailer. $500,000. We with it.
No, whenever I'm ready, $500,000 that night.
Man.
All right.
All right.
And what about DeQuinn?
We ain't trying to be out there all night.
DeQuinn.
Ain't nobody gonna be out there all night, man.
DeQuinn, you get to leave in the back tie for another $1,000.
He's talking about June.
I'm talking about the DeQuinn fat mouthtail. Always want to get somebody conversation like he want to race somebody.
Didn't you just call me out with June Henry? I'm talking locking with June Henry, bro. All that shit I ain't.
We ain't locking with no June. Lock in with me. You always got my name in your mouth.
Jump in front of that fucking dick, like
me.
You say. Jump in front of that dick.
Put that fat lip in your wallet.
Bump
put that fat lip
somewhere.
In your wallet.
Bump your fucking drum somewhere.
Two and the lead for $1,000.
Bump your fucking gum somewhere else.
Yeah, you bumping yours somewhere else. No duck.
We all good then. We get together. Mike, so you said that's the race for Shady Grace.
Suspect.
We're going to get together. We're going to lock up. And then we're going to be there. We're going to be there, Mike.
Where boom track in Mississippi?
Prentice, Mississippi, on 84, over 84.
Thank you. Hey, man, what's up? Tell me to throw your fucking mouth.
Oh, man.
Hi, Rod. They want to know how you get there from here.
Straight up 55. I think it's exit 27, which is Highway 84. Make the right. Go down 12 and a half miles. Make another right by that little Science State finish line. Hey, I'm gonna give it to y'all. I'm gonna give it to y'all. I'm gonna come give y'all the exact spot. Hey, tell them if they want to, tell them just Google finish line drag strip. Finish line.
All right, Hap, thank you, bro.
All right, but if they can't get it right there, I'm coming up that way tomorrow. I'm gonna come by there.
You coming where?
By the shop. I'm gonna be on y'all end. I'm coming by there.
I got you.
And it ain't easy for y'all have to go up 27 through Tyler Town.
I know you come somebody came across a causeway one time and they say it was it brought them up to Bugaloosa area that way.
Yeah, if you come through the causeway, you gotta come down there through you can come, like he said, you can catch 27, but it's gonna be on the south side. You come 27 and you gotta come back up, you still gonna hit 84. But for them, it's easier for them to come down I-10, go 10 west, hit 55,
mm-hmm.
and go straight north,
yeah.
and then go back
yeah.
east.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
If
you
got to go down
to the back
49 or 59, they're going to have a problem.
No, we cut up through Covington,
yeah,
go the back way through Folsom.
Through Franklinton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can go through Bogalusa, but you get back there and you're using that Google Maps, you're going to have a fucking problem.
Oh, they come. They're going to go take Franklinton. They come through Covington, go straight to Franklinton. They don't have to go to Bugaloosa.
Yeah,
you got a little
there,
more stoplights, though.
Screenshot
the
direction.
The other way easier.
You got to screenshot
the other
direction when you're going through them up.
You might be a little longer, but you probably interstate. You could cruise on interstate, you know.
Yeah, it's a straight shot. Just ride.
Straight run. Yeah, just straight ride, and that's it. Well, that's just a lot of stopping and turning, but that's it.
I come through y'all in one time. I came through y'all in one time back there to race somebody in Tylertown and Sandy
mm-hmm.
Hook. I said, Lord, I never come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that's why they be
again.
Racing up in there, boy. They be some street racing up in there.
Well, I know. I never knew that shit was back there. That man told me the road kind of small.
Big money.
But that man said the road kind of small, but you can get the right lane. No, he said you can get the left lane, our right. We going to get the right lane. Our drive tire going to be off the road. I said, what the fuck, man? He said, you going to be on the road all the way. Let's go. No, I'm good, man. Go ahead on.
Dang.
That man ran with one tire hooking up. The other one was kicking rocks everywhere over there. I said, look at rooster tail everywhere over there. I said, man, we'll never come back over here.
Wow.
I bought some hogs and two fighting chickens that night. Shit.
Should have bought some whole catfish, man. That's where the catfish man is at down through there.
I think that's who we were running. Man Lee and all them boys. That's who we were running.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go to Prentice this weekend, man. Like they say, if it's gonna go down, it's going down. We're going to Prentice. We're gonna party Good Friday, and we're gonna try to have a good Saturday before Easter Sunday.
Oh shit.
Gonna bring some crawfish bisque up there. Come on with
what?
I'm going to tell my old lady to make me a whole bunch of crawfish bits so we can have something to eat in case we lose. We got to be able to eat.
Well, shit, I might not look so unsuspect.
Hey, rope me off a spot.
You're lying. I'm gonna try to be unsuspect. I'm gonna go ahead and take all shit.
We're gonna try to set it all up though, man. We're gonna set it up. I mean, if it's gonna go down, it's gonna go down pretty good. So, all right, Jamie, I'll let y'all know if everything's square up and we're going to get it on. We're getting it on. Fuck it.
So y'all all running. Fuck, man. I need to hurry
up. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Work late.
It's going down. The race going down. That race going down.
I can't tell. I ain't hear them talking about no DP, man. No Cash App or none of that shit.
We're going to boom that. Roll up. Boom the DP, man.
Yeah, Boone. I'm gonna call Boone tomorrow. Well, I'll at least say he's gonna holler at me tomorrow. At least he's gonna holler at me tomorrow. If he holler at me and lock it up, I'm gonna let y'all know.
Boone gonna make the right call. He ain't gonna put your money in there and be done.
That man gonna come from. He coming from Lafayette. He was like, "How far it is from your house, Hot?" I said, "About 2.5, 2.75". He said, "Shit." I said, "Because he 2 hours away from me, so he gonna come down and we gonna
cut across though, huh?"
No, he don't know where he's going. He got to come to me first. He ain't going that way by himself.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
Around and call me talking about, I'm at Memphis Motorsports. Boy.
Yeah, but he can meet y'all and stop off on 84 right there.
Man, all he got to do is go up, hit Mississippi, hit exit 38. That's 84.
Yeah.
Hit 55. Exit 38.
Hey.
And you're going to drive straight into Lucas.
Mm-hmm. He can stop on 38 exit 38 waiting for you. Or stop in and meet and wait for y'all to come.
I'm going
to
tell him. I'm going to park in Liberty. He can pick me up at my house. The other one.
Damn, you got 2 hours? Damn, where you going?
No. I'm lying. I ain't got shit. I'm broke. I ain't got nothing.
He said that. Hey, you looking suspect, man. You got two houses.
Hey, they got a double stop. They got a big gas station right on the side of 84. Like on a...
You ain't say he buying 50 chickens, huh?
All I got to tell him, meet me by Moose. Meet me by Moose truck stop. Meet by Moose. That's all he got to do. Meet me by Moose. Moose's truck stop.
Oh, man.
This should be a fun weekend, though, man. The weather should be good. We can have some fun with each other. There ain't going to be no bullshit. We're going to have some fun, man. Let's get it. So we had already planned to have some fun and talk some shit for the race, you know, if me and Jamie was going to do it. So we had already planned a whole bunch of shit. That shit got canceled, so we just going to go ahead and play with his. We figure his is going to be a better one at that track. And, I mean, I'll bring the truck, but I'm going to bring the truck with the fucking 14. Hey,
mm-mm.
And they might bog my shit down. Fuck. I don't know. That bitch don't make no power, so. And 32s might bog that bitch down. Like Daniel said. Come out there with them big-ass tires, that bitch dry hook Jamie, and it cut off. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I spray that bitch. I bet they crank back up when I hit it with all that shit.
I'll backfire, blow the intake off.
Hey, look. We had a motherfucker. We had that Monte Carlo backfire when it cut off one time, and we shot that shit to it. That bitch crunk up like the T model off of the Beverly Hillbillies. Shit, that bitch crunk right back up and took off. Shit, that bitch went for a ride.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, we going to have some fun over this weekend. We're going to do something. We're going to have some fun.
That'll be good shit.
We just don't be wanting nobody. Then, you know, if people try to make it like you're acting crazy or talking shit, it ain't that, man. We having fun. We talk shit like everybody else. So when everybody else talks shit, it's cool. But if we talk shit, We tripping. Nah, we just having fun. So we're going to have some fun this weekend, man. If y'all coming up there, we're going to have some fun. We're going to cook. We're going to do everything. So if you come, come by us. We're going to have food. Come on. Period.
All right.
We're going to buy the food before the race in case we lose. We still be
able to eat. We got something to eat.
Nah, yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Oh, shit. Man. Damn. Yeah.
I know B. Brown, the fella. B. Brown, the fella, sleep.
He fell off. The phone fell off. Hey, the twins fell off. Unc fell off. So they can't call back
in. They fall off at 9:10.
Yeah, hey, look, I started to take a picture and show you where he dropped. Cause now you're going to talk about Jimmy to kick me off, but I just closed it out.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, it's all good, man. I'm about to get off here, too. I'm about to go over to Jaeger's and get me some of these goddamn motherfucking goddamn oysters. Fuck it.
What? We might kill it early tonight anyway.
Yeah, I'll let you know, Jamie. I'm going to let you know so you can tell everybody if everything's square up tomorrow. If I lead them, hook up and line up, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. All right.
Boom, that's it. Y'all just boom through the stuff. All right.
But yeah, we're going to support the home, boy. We ain't going to never not, you know. We're going to support them. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck with them. All right. All right, fellas.
All right. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Hello? All right. Well, all right, fellas, then we're going to shut it down tonight. Talk to y'all next week. Y'all be safe this weekend. Have a happy Easter. And if y'all come out to the race, to Boom Race Saturday, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Either way, y'all be good. See y'all next week.